thing that Tyler allows you to do, and that a lot of directors don't, you know, a lot of writers and the director, they'll say, hey, this is how I wrote it, and this is how I want it, and leave it like that. He gives you the freedom and the opportunity to develop the character. With the Mr. Brown thing, it's just like, okay, here's the skeleton, put the meat on it. And a lot of writers and directors will not allow that and won't allow you to kind of let the character breathe and let the character develop and just to make it your own. His deal is, if you're acting, it's not right. He wanted to be as natural and as real as possible, and he wants those spontaneous moments. And that's one thing he's allowed me to do is just, hey, go in there and create the moments. Because like for What's Done in the Dark, we got in rehearsal and it was like, okay, what you going to do? Here's what's around you, create. And that's what I really like about working with Tyler Perry.
6 years ago, if someone would have told you, Tamla, David, man, you're going to meet Tyler Perry and your life is going to be changed, would you have believed that?
No, we thank God that we were able to even just...
We had no idea.
Coming from Kirk Franklin and the family and going from that season into this, you know, once that season was over, we were just kind of like, okay, what next, Lord? Do we need to get 9 to 5s or what? And we shared the same promoter, and the promoter just like, I want you to meet this up-and-coming guy. Go and I auditioned for a show. The first show was I Can Do Bad All By Myself. And that was the first Madea show and the first Meet the Mr. Brown and Cora show.
1999.
And nobody could have imagined that it would kind of spin off into movies and television shows. And now Tyler's about to do his own talk show. We're going down to Atlanta and shoot that in a couple weeks. And, you know, nobody could have ever imagined that.
We're talking to David and Tamla, man. Does it bother you when folks see you and say, Mr. Brown, Mr. Brown?
No, I mean, hey, it comes with the territory. No, so, hey, it doesn't bother me at all. Mr. Brown paid the bills.
Hey. I know that's right.
Doesn't bother me at all.
What's next for you guys? I mean, it seems like the sky is the limit. For you guys, you've got a great marriage. You guys got a great ministry. I mean, you guys are hot. You are the item. What's next for you guys?
It's funny that you would say those two things together because that's what's next for us, our marriage ministry.
Wow.
And you see, you didn't know this.
No, sure didn't.
Signing, didn't he? Ah! No, get on the organ. Yeah, our marriage ministry is a biblical marriage in a practical world. And we've been saying we're going to do it for a couple of years, and then we didn't want to do it, and then it's let's do it. But that's really where our hearts are. We want to be able to minister to young couples, old couples, couples just because
the
divorce rate in the church is really, really growing, mm-hmm. And it's a sad situation. And it used to not be that way. At least you can go to the church and say, okay, we're still holding hours together, but. I mean, I've started to see a lot of my friends and associates are getting a divorce now. So that's going to be next for us. We're going to do a joint project where it'll feature both Tamla and myself, and then we'll start our marriage ministry.
Why do you think that divorce is skyrocketing in the church? And we heard about what happened to Juanita Bynum. And why do you think... You know, and we look up to people like that. Why do you think all of this is just happening around church folk?
Well, I think it's happening in the whole world. But since we're mentioning the ministry, it's because the enemy already knows that God has ordained family. And if he can destroy the family, I mean, you know, he can get people thinking kind of off.
Yeah.
So we have to keep the focus that's where the enemy is going to attack us. You know, I was just speaking at my church on Sunday how the enemy tries to destroy and start and kind of get into your children, have them thinking wrong and making some bad decisions. But we just have to trust God, that God, he promised us that he would take care of us.
And you see, even like when you see the mom and the father, you know, we see them go through their divorce. That affects the kids, and then
we see
things happening like the shooting at the schools and the churches, and all of that stuff kind of stems from there. And the enemy knows that, you know, whether we know.
If he can distract us on family, I mean, he feel like he has the church in, you know, in bondage or separated.
And we're just truly believing that the devil is a lie, and we're gonna come in. And we're going to start taking it by force.
Yeah.
What's a word you can give to us? Because like you say, we see marriages breaking up in the church. We even seen this week where a person went up in the church.
In the church.
Shooting, you know, four people. I mean, what's happening in America?
When we start saying, let's take, we don't want God in God we trust. We don't want all of that. When we start removing him.
But the scripture says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. And I think we're at the point now, from what I'm looking at and things are going on, that a lot of times we're getting more into self, where the word speaks of us being lovers of our own self.
And to piggyback off of what she said, we try to take prayer out of everything.
Out of everything.
We don't want it in the schools. You can't pray on the Senate floor. You can't pray here. You can't. So we're taking, but when tragedy strikes.
It's like, oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
We cry, Lord, Lord, then.
And we were just, Tam and I were discussing the other day about how we need, even when the times are good, we need to still be calling and rejoicing on the Lord. This morning, we don't want to wait till tragedy strikes and want to wait till something goes bad or goes down.
The old song, don't wait till the battle is over, Shadness.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't want to just wait till the battle is over. We want to be praising him going through the battle.
And when we come out of the battle, we want to worship. So it's just, you know, we got to get back to what, I don't believe everything that was taught back then. We need to go back to some of the old ways. You know, when mom and them used to tarry, baby tarry. You know, we like, oh, Lord. You know, we'd be on that altar for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Slept, and you're slobbering all over yourself. We got to go back to some of that stuff, fasting.
I agree.
Yeah, we got to go back to a lot of the old ways.
Our guest, David Tamala Mann, we thank you guys for taking time out of your busy schedule. And we speak life that God will continue to bless your ministry, your stage plays. God will bless you on the big screen. Anything that you touch, because you guys are fantastic examples of ministry, fantastic examples of a family staying together, fantastic examples of just marriage. So we speak life that all of these things will continue to be prosperous for you, and we just thank you for spending some time with us.
We thank you so much. If people want to reach us, and you know, if you want to have us at your ministry, you want to reach us or purchase the CD, you can go to davidandtamalaman.com. That's davidandtamalaman.com, and you know, leave us a message on the message board, or you know, purchase the CD, Mr. Brown's Good Old Time Church, Tamala Mann's live DVD, the live experience, and you know. And just everybody, just be blessed.
And we thank everybody for the support and supporting us down through the years. Since we've been, you know, even with the family and being with Tyler, we don't take that for granted. People taking their hard-earned money and going out and supporting us. And we just want to thank you. I just want to give you a personal thank you for all of that.
Hey, thank you. Our guest, David and